This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WISS Daily News Roundup for Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM.
For 98.3 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. Police have confirmed that the body of 7-year-old Jacob Bear was recovered from West Twin River in Two Rivers on Sunday. A missing endangered child alert was issued after 4:30 Saturday afternoon when Jacob, who is described as autistic, was playing outside and his parents lost sight of him. Police, Coast Guard, Ice Search and Rescue, the Wisconsin National Guard, and the Wisconsin DNR all helped with the search throughout the night. Jacob was a second grader at Koenig Elementary in Two Rivers. Ben Wickler, who's the chair of Wisconsin's Democratic Party, has announced he's running to be the Democratic National Committee chair. He launched his campaign website Sunday with the slogan, Unite, Fight, Win. He joins a long list of Democrats vying for the position. The election will be on February 1st. The Oshkosh Common Council voted 4-3 last week to prohibit alcohol consumption in Opera House Square Park. Oshkosh Police Chief Dean Smith was quick to emphasize that this ordinance is not designed to criminalize homelessness.
This is just one tool that allows us to interact with folks and have conversation, not banning them from parks in no way, shape, or form. It's simply saying this is acceptable behavior within the park and we'd like for you not to do it.
The ban will continue only through March 2025. The Medicare open enrollment period is currently going on until Saturday, December 7th. It allows beneficiaries to evaluate and make changes to their Medicare plan. Also during this time, scammers like to target the beneficiaries. Michelle Reinen is with the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
Medicare open enrollment is a prime opportunity for scammers at current events type situations, so seniors and caretakers should be cautious of scams and frauds during this time.
Reinen says Medicare, like other governmental agencies, will not try calling you unless you call them first.
The government agencies aren't out there just randomly calling consumers. They'll return calls in response to a situation, but then you aren't going to have to do that verification and hand over your personal information or banking information. And you should report any of those types of situations to DATCAP so we can get the word out that those scammers are circulating in our state.
To report government agency scammers, you can contact the DATCP's Consumer Protection Hotline by phone, email, or through their website. A recent report by the Wisconsin Policy Forum found that the state ranks second in the United States for dam failures over the past 20 years. The study also found that dam failures have been occurring more frequently in recent years, leading researchers to believe that extreme weather caused by climate change could be contributing to the failures, as well as an overall aging infrastructure. You may remember back in July, the erosion around a dam in Manawa in Waupaca County caused a breach that resulted in flash flooding and an evacuation of residents. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources distributes $4 million each year for dam maintenance, but experts say more funding is needed. Governor Tony Evers visits Einstein Middle School in Appleton at 5:30 this evening to kick off his statewide budget listening tour, which includes 5 sessions throughout the state this month. This is the 4th tour he's embarked on. Evers uses these visits to hear directly from Wisconsinites on budgetary issues as he prepares his 2025-27 executive budget. Holiday light displays are popping up all over Wisconsin. Logan Rogie of Travel Wisconsin highlights the new Wisco displays.
These are wonderful volunteer-led displays of fantastic pops of color, a ton of big ones to check out. In Oshkosh, they have their Celebration of Lights. That is a drive-through display at the EAA grounds, and it features hundreds of thousand light bulbs.
Rogie says Green Bay also has a fantastic display.
There is Green Bay's Garden of Lights. So this is an event that takes over the Green Bay Botanical Garden, and it's these fantastical light displays that are depicting animals and nature. There's this one really impressive one that's known as the Caterpillar. It's a tunnel of color to walk under. you know, other displays. They're so stunning. They almost look like these shining pieces of artwork.
A full list of holiday lights and other events is available on the Travel Wisconsin website. I'm Lisa Hale, 98.3 WISS News. For news anytime, log on to WISS.FM.
The Packers get ready for Detroit. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers face the Lions Thursday night at Ford Field. I asked quarterback Jordan Love, was it weird holding a Wednesday type of practice on a Sunday afternoon?
Definitely. It was definitely a weird week, and it was weird to wake up and know that there's other football games today. So it doesn't feel like Sunday, but like I said, we're treating it like a Wednesday.
NBA, the Bucks are now 10-9 after beating the Washington Wizards over the weekend. Up next, they host the Detroit Pistons tomorrow night at Five Surf Forum. The Bucks have won six in a row. College hoops, the Badgers with a 74-53 win over Chicago State. Tomorrow night, they'll face the Wolverines at the Kohl Center.
We know now we jump back into deep water Tuesday night with league play opening up, and got a really good Michigan team coming in here. So we'll use Sunday and Monday to prep for that. And get ready to, like I said, jump into Big Ten play.
That's Wisconsin's head coach Greg Gard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly cloudy with a few flurries this morning, gradually becoming partly cloudy by later this afternoon. Our high today, 32. The wind northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear with a low of 18. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 30 with some light snow tomorrow night into Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 17.
That's your WISS Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WISS.FM. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.